Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Joining me right now for his three charts in 3 minutes, it's the man of the chart, Zach. You're right, Zach.
Yeah, man in a hurry. Man in a suitcase.
You're a man in a suitcase?
In a hurry, yeah.
You're in a suitcase in a hurry. You want to get out of that suitcase. It'd be quite hard to run in a suitcase.
Got wheels, yeah. So what's the first stock today?
You are in a rush, aren't you? Okay. Keras Resources, an update from the company's activities at its goldfields in Western Australia, including the Klondike drill, which is going to start early 2017. Also, Witchproof ore final batch is currently being processed, with total recoverable gold estimated to be approximately 1,000 ounces. KRS, what do you reckon on the chart?
Well, looking very closely, even though I'm in a hurry, looking very closely at the chart today so far, it's a gap through the 50-day moving average at 0.65. So ideally, we hold above that or near the 50-day line. As you know, that's one of my preferred signals. If we hold above, let's say, the 0.6 level as a stop loss, looking towards the 200-day moving average at 0.88 as the target. It's a falling, looks like a falling wedge breakout, bullish, which is a bullish formation. So after the consolidation, the pullback since the spring, breaking back up again. So let's see if that works out.
All right, next one is PPG. It's Plutus Power Gen, successfully commissions first 20 megawatt flexible energy site in the UK at its site in Plymouth. It's gone into operation. Attune Energy is now operating at full output.
That PPG. Sounds very exciting. Okay, we had the break. The last significant plus point here was the break through the 200-day moving average in May, 200-day line at 1.17 pence. Then we had a golden cross for June, which is that's normally a good 1-2 for the bulls, if you see what I mean. Since then, rising trend channel based at the 50-day average at 1.38 pence. And while above that, I am looking to basically retest last October's resistance at 2.1 pence. So it looks like all to play for there.
Lovely. And the last one, Tern. T-E-R-N has completed the sale of assets and businesses of Concerto for a total consideration of $500,000 in cash payable. 425 on the completion with 75 at the end of 12 months. Tern, T-E-R-N.
Right. Still in a falling trend channel from December last year. We need, if you're a fan of the company, we need to break back up above the 50-day average at 9.84 pence, which we're a bit away from now, to get the bull run back on track. We gapped down at the beginning of this month, so that was a negative. So basically, recover the 50-day line first at 9.84.
Marvellous. Do you have time to, you know, from your case there, from your suitcase, time to send me the charts?
Yes, I do. I don't even have time to say goodbye. Hello?
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.